With the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom, good morning, I'm Andrew Reynolds. Singleton sporting clubs and associations can now apply for a share of $68,500 for local projects via round one of Singleton Sports Council's Dollar for Dollar grant funding program. Council General Manager Jason Linnane encourages clubs to take advantage of the first round of the funding.
For any sporting club, as long as they're a member of our sports council, it's easy to join and cheap to join our sports council. But they can participate and get these access to these grants on a dollar-for-dollar basis to enable them to purchase equipment, do minor works or upgrades, hosting events, even doing planning for the future of their sport.
Applications for the Singleton Sport Grants close on October 23rd. For more information, visit the Singleton Council website. Every year, the Upper Hunter Shire community is invited to have a say on public holiday arrangements for the Scone Cup. A survey is now available asking the community to choose their preferred holiday arrangements for the running of the Cup in May next year. In previous surveys, most respondents have supported a half-day public holiday on the Cup Day Friday. Holiday arrangements for these events are determined by the New South Wales Minister for Industrial Relations on the basis of evidence of community support. A survey is on Council's website under Hot Topics, or you can provide a written submission to the General Manager by emailing council@upperhunter.nsw.gov.au, post to PO Box 208 Scone 2337, or dropping it in any Council office. Submissions close October 14. And backed by popular demand, not-for-profit wildlife conservation organisation Aussie Ark are opening their doors to the general public for the second year in a row during school holidays. During the term break, Aussie Ark will be opening their doors for visitors to meet some of Australia's most endangered species. So from the 26th of September until the 11th of October, opening hours are from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single day, with regular tours available. Aussie Ark President Tim Faulkner says they want to get people reconnected with nature and can't wait to welcome people back to Aussie Ark for a unique glimpse at the conservation work they do. More information is available at aussieark.com.au.